Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the digital depths of technology, innovation, and of course, all things AI. I'm Alex, your guide through the technical jungle.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the questions you're all thinking and probably some you're not. Today we're tackling a hot topic, the ethics of AI homework help. Is it the future of education or just high-tech cheating?
Ah, the age-old question with a 21st century twist. With AI tools like ChatGPT becoming household names, it's no surprise that students are turning to them for homework help. But when does leveraging technology cross the line into academic dishonesty?
Right? I mean, it's not like back in the day when you could just glance over at your buddy's paper. Now you've got this supercomputer ready to dish out all the answers. So where do we draw the line?
Well, Jamie, it's all about transparency, according to top universities. Harvard, Stanford, and MIT are now requiring students to disclose any AI assistance on their homework. It's a bit like citing sources in a research paper.
Makes sense. But what if the AI is so good that it's hard to tell the difference? I heard those AI detectors are kind of hit or miss.
You're spot on. Tools like Turnitin have been trying to adapt, but they're battling accuracy issues, especially with bias against non-native English speakers. It's a tricky situation all around.
So, if I'm getting this right, it's not just about catching cheaters anymore. It's more about setting clear rules for AI use in education.
Exactly. It's a shift from policing to policy clarity. And it's not just universities getting in on the action. Even states like Ohio are mandating clear AI use policies in schools.
Wait, so there's a whole legal side to this too?
Oh, absolutely. The legal and policy landscape is evolving as we speak. Schools, districts, and even AI homework platforms themselves are being pushed to adopt ethical guidelines that prioritize privacy, integrity, and transparency.
So I can't just ask ChatGPT to write my term paper and call it a day?
Afraid not, Jamie. It's all about using AI as a tool to enhance learning, not replace it. Think of AI like a really smart tutor that can help you brainstorm, outline, or check grammar, but isn't there to do your entire assignment.
Got it. So what's the best way for students to navigate this without getting into trouble?
The key is understanding and following your institution's AI policies, always disclosing AI assistance, and honestly, just using common sense. If it feels like cheating, it probably is.
And what about us nerds who love building these AI tools? Any advice?
For the developers among us, incorporating ethical guidelines into your AI applications from the get-go is crucial. Transparency, data privacy, and consent should be top of mind.
This has been a brainful, Alex. Before we wrap up, any final thoughts on the future of AI in education?
The landscape is definitely changing, Jamie. As AI gets smarter, our approach to education and ethics will need to evolve too. But one thing's for sure, the goal remains to use technology to enrich learning, not undermine it.
Well said, Alex. And with that, we're out of time. Thanks to all our listeners for tuning in to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Don't forget to hit subscribe for more tech talks that make your brain tingle.
Until next time, keep asking questions, stay curious, and above all, use AI responsibly. Catch you on the digital flip side.